Okay. There's a famous Rambam. Famous Rambam based off of a Gemara, based off of a number of things. Let's see this Rambam, Perek Zayin, Halacha Dalet, in Yanei Tshuva. When we understand this Tshuva, at the end of the day, this relationship, this repaired relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu mirrors a repaired relationships, all of our repaired relationships and what needs to go into them. So I think that this is a fascinating idea. Rambam begins, the Baal Tshuva should never think that he's further away than a tzaddik, because of all of the iniquities that he has done. Ein hadavar kein. That's not true about the Baal Tshuva. Ela ahu v'nechmad hu lifnei aborim. But rather, he is beloved to Hashem. Ki ulo chatam el, like he's never sinned. Now comes the tricky part. V'lo od. Not only that. Ela shescharo harbe. The Baal Tshuva has tremendous reward. Sheh hiritim tamachet. He has tasted the taste of sin. Upirish menu, and he's separated from sin, v'kavash yitzhal, and he's overcome his yetzahara. So Amru Chachamim, so the Chachamim has said, b'makam shabalei tshuva omdin, ein tzadikim gemurun yechal wadim. In a place where there's a Baal Tshuva, the tzadik can't compare. That's a loose translation. Kolomar, my loss in gedula, the greatness of the Baal Tshuva is mimailus elu shaloh chatmil. Better to have sinned than to go and come back, than to have not sinned at all, mimaleshin kaifshim yetzram, because they have conquered the yetzahara, Yosra Mehem. Wild Rambam, right? Just like, really, is that true? Like, if you're going on the straight and narrow your whole life, you lose out to the Baal Tshuva, and the Baal Tshuva is in a better place? It's very hard conceptually. We're going to ask two separate questions. This is not my questions. These are questions that the Pachad Yitzchak, Maimer Chav Tesa and Rosh Hashanah discusses. And I think that the kashas here are very good. So let's begin with the Pachad Yitzchak's journey. What do you think the questions are? Well, you have any questions? I mean, you have 100 questions, Rambam. But what would you ask if you read this Rambam? On this Rambam, the second question is the more obvious question, I think. So we'll start with the second question and then work our way back to the first question. We know there's a concept generally of Lefum Sar Agra, that according to the hard work, they get the reward. So if you're sitting there and you schwitz over a tesis more than the other guy, you get more reward than the other guy, even if he understands it better than you, because you're getting reward for the schwitz, for the hard work, and not for the results. But when is that true? Let's say I take a knife and I stab myself. And because I stab myself with a knife, I have a very difficult time learning tesis. Right, just whatever. It's not a great example, but you understand. If it is a man-made cause that causes it difficult for me to do mitzvos, we do not say lefum sara agra. That's a halacha, traditionally, that's ascribed to, I remember Pachad Yitzchak tells us, he ascribes it, I think, to Or Yisrael, Yisrael Salanter says this. This then also appears on Perek Yavos, right? So lefum sara, Yisrael Salanter says, man-made pain is not going to give you more reward. And here, what's the cause of the person's difficult struggle when it comes to Kovish's Yetzer? It's because he went through a difficult tekufa. He went off the derech for a little bit. Or as my kids say it now, off the D. Right? There's a whole new expression. You're off the D. You heard this one? Off the D. Right? You're not off the derech anymore. You're off the D. So you go off the D. Then you become the comeback player of the year. Since you understand what it's like to be off the D, therefore, it's much more pain. Right? It's a funny expression. Anyway. So that's question number one. Lefum Sara Agra is not a din in self-made pain. That's question number one. Question number two is the following. The Rambam says, B'makum shabali tshuva om demein sadikim gomon yachol lamabo. Now, tshuva is a funny thing in the first place, right? What's so funny about tshuva? If I never did an avera, I'm still not allowed to do the avera. If I've done an Avera, I'm also not allowed to do the Avera. Meaning, what's tshuva? You have to do mitzvahs. I always have to do mitzvahs. So what is tshuva? This is not my question. This is like, I think, the Meshech Chachma. Everybody asks this question. What is tshuva? I have to return from doing Averos. But you're not allowed to do Averos in the first place. So I have to do mitzvahs. So everybody's got to do mitzvahs. Even if you never did the Avera, in other words, if I'm sitting right across from a guy who's not a Shomer Shabbos, this coming Shabbos, we both have the same chiyuv when it comes to Shabbos. We both have to keep Shabbos. It's not that I have to keep Shabbos and he doesn't have to keep Shabbos. That's not true. We both have to keep Shabbos. So the Pachad Yisrael says that the language that the Rambam should have used is the following. Says the following. He says, Dechote Porish Mecheto, who Godol Mishalo Chatameol. The person who has sinned and separated from his sin is greater than the one who never sinned. But what do you mean, B'makam Shabali Tshuva Omer? Just a guy who sinned and doesn't sin now is greater than one. Because what's the cause of all of this angst that he's not able to do mitzvos is that he has sinned in the past. Okay. So that's how we've set up these questions. We have two questions. Number one on this round up. Question number one is, wait a second, hold the phone. That what's so good about getting yourself in tzar? You know, we say we don't want to be led to any nisayon. There's nothing great about having pain if you cause yourself the pain. That's number one. Question number two, which is really his question number one, is the language is a little bit murky. It's not because he's a Baal Tshuva. It's because his staying away from the sin is more difficult. That's why he gets more reward. Not because he's done Tshuva. But not because of Baal Tshuva. For him, this Shabbos, which is coming up, is going to be much more difficult to keep Shabbos because he knows what it's like to watch college football on Shabbos. This is a sport that I don't know how many Orthodox Jew likes college football because every game is on Shabbos. Like, it's one of those things, you know, horse racing and college football. You know? But so it's much more difficult for the person who's embraced it to walk away. But that's not a din in Tshuva. That's just a din because he's separated from the Aver. This is the premise of the question that Bacha is. Okay, so let's see a Gemara in Yuma. A little bit of an interesting Gemara. I photocopied a lot of this. We don't need to do the whole thing, but we're going to do one piece of this, and then we're going to get into the Maral and the Pachad Yisrael, which I think is a game changer. Baruch Ato Adonai Melech Olam Shekol Ne'Bedro. Okay. First, he talks about look how great the Midah of Kadosh Baruch is, more than the Midah of Basar Adam, etc. He says, skip to the third line, Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? The Gemara Yuma Pevav Mid Beis, Adam Over Aver B'Seser. Person violates the sin privately. He goes to Kadosh Baruch Hu and appeases him with words. Take these words. V'shuva l'Hashem, return to God. V'lo od el shemachzik leitova Kadosh Baruch Hu, treats it like a favor. Shenamar v'kach tov. He takes the good. V'lo od, here we go. El shemala l'vakasiv ki'ilu hikriv par. The person who's done tshuva, it's as if he has makriv a cow. V'nishlama parim sifaseinu. Shema Tomar Pricho Parichova. Maybe you'll say that these cows are obligatory. Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk tells the Gemara tells us, or the Pasuk tells us, Erape Meshuvasam Ahavam Nedava. The Pasuk tells us that the return is that of Nedava. And Rashi there comments, Nedava Mikubelis Beratzin Yosem Mechova. This return of the Baalei Tshuva, this korban that he brings back, which is a Nedava, is greater than an obligatory one. Is this really a voluntary offering? Is this really a nedava? Strange, right? You have sinned, so if you have sinned, you now have to bring a korban. The korban, of course, is obligatory. What are you telling me it's a nedava for? Tshuva, is it obligatory or is it voluntary? It's obligatory. You can't stay in your sin. So this is a strange Gemara in Yuma. And then the Rashi comments, and you should know that the Baalei Tshuva korban is accepted more than obligatory because it is voluntary. But it's not voluntary. We're back to the same similar problem we had earlier. And you guys, so this is an unbelievable maral. With a maral, and the Pachad Yisrael develops. And based on this Pachad Yisrael development of the maral, we're going to see such an insight into the tshuva process. And I think into the process of recovering from fights and recovering from a bad spot. So I'm going to read you a little bit of the Maral. Maral says the following: Ki achote sheyotzim reshusam, echote who leaves his area, lo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he removes himself from the yoke of God. Lo shayach sheyesh lo chova mutelis. He can't have an obligation anymore. Because could the president of Saudi Arabia give Eli Storch in America an obligation? No. Why not? Because I'm not under his yoke. I'm not under his jurisdiction. I'll never forget, I went to a Yankee game. I sat in the bleachers. And there was two guys. There was one guy who was like in charge of the bleachers. You know, some clown. And there were two guys who get into a fight, and some woman yelled at the guy, "Aren't you going to do something about that?" He goes, "No, no, no, that's not in my jurisdiction." Like, oh, I didn't know we had that here. Anyway, Sherei Kvar Yotzim in Agzera Asher Aleph. He's already left the Gzera that's on top of him. Aval Nechshev Kilu Osen Nedavah. He views tshuva not as something obligatory, but as something voluntary. Because I don't have to go to Saudi Arabia and put myself under that rule. Therefore, he says, "Kadosh Baruch Hu machzik lo tova." Hakadosh Baruch Hu does him a favor. Kilu asa davar shu lifnei mishur hasadin. Now, this person is doing something that he doesn't have to do, and therefore, Hakadosh Baruch Hu loves it even more. What a chiddush of the Maral! So, the way the Maral explains the Gemara in Yuma, you are doing a nedava. Why? Because you're not under the yoke of God. So, anytime you come back and do tshuva, it's kilu, it's a nedava. That's what Hakadosh Baruch Hu loves more. So the Pachad Yitzchak is blown away by this. He says, "This is incredible. Listen to this. Read a little bit." He says the following. He says, "Kechidush Yeshme." This is like out of left field. I'll start from actually before that. He says, "Kimekuvin shachote has eporv me'levalo chova." This person has taken the yoke and removed it from himself. "V'achshuv hu balechadei shalav esachova." Now he's coming back to reestablish the yoke of God upon him. Harayonidon ki yotzer hachov. It's like he's recreating the obligation. V'yetzias hachova, this creation of the obligation is an adava. This creation of an obligation is voluntary. Wild. Kichidish. It's like something new. It's like something that comes upon him new. The kolbiz lehakter es kiddush echaybi puts upon him. It says like this. Because what is a person who does tshuva? A person who does tshuva is somebody who disconnects from his past. Yesterday, I did this avera. Today, I'm done. So when he disconnects from his past, now all of a sudden the whole world opens up in front of him. The whole world. And therefore he disconnects from what he had. That even the obligation of tshuva is disconnected from his past, and tshuva places him only in the present. And now the present, since he's disconnected from the past, there's no longer an obligation. What is it? It's a nedava. The word nedava. Avram Avinu was called the nediv. Why? Because nothing in his past mattered anymore. He was now a new Jew. He was the fresh Jew, only from here to the future. It's a beautiful raya. He says like this, "Kedaksh Avram Nikra Nediv, Mimnei Shehayat Chila Lager," he was the beginning. "Dainash Avram Hu Has Chali," he's the beginning. So understand this idea of what tshuva is. Tshuva is disconnecting from the past. That's going to be element one. We're going to speak about more in a moment. And when you disconnect from the past, therefore, I don't have an obligation, because when I was in the past, I wasn't under God's rule. I put myself under God's rule. That, my friends, is a nedava. That is greater than a chova. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machzik tova. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves that because the person came back to him like that. So now he answers both questions. How are we going to answer both questions? What was the second question? We started with the first question I asked tonight. We said, what? That the person put himself in this situation. The person put himself in the situation because he put himself in the situation. How could it be that he gets so much reward? Ah, you put himself, right? This guy stabbed himself. True. But guess what? The moment he decided to do tshuva, he has disconnected from that person. There's a disconnect. From the past. So if the disconnect from the past, where is he now? He's in the present. Meaning when he was in the past, if you look at yourself in the timeline, yesterday he was violating Shabbos, he wasn't under the rulership of God, he didn't have any obligations upon him, voluntarily, I put that in quotes because it's not really voluntarily, but voluntarily, according to where his Bechira Chavshus was at that particular juncture, he comes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once he's accepted upon himself that tshuva, he's disconnected from the past, and now all of a sudden, he's in that state. Now that person, a failure to do Averos at that point, his distancing self from Averos is greater than one who never tasted the Avera. Why? He put himself in the situation. I don't care. That's the past. Now we're in the present. Once he's done tshuva, he's disconnected from the past. He's menatik. He's disconnected. He's surgerized. That's a bad word. Is that a word? He's given himself surgery, disconnected from the past, and now he's in the present, and therefore, there no longer is anything to talk about. So that's stage one. So that's why he gets more reward. Because even though he physically put himself in that situation, since he's done tshuva, he no longer is that person. So now, he gets more reward for that, for not violating Shabbos. That's number one. That's number one.
No, but yeah. According to that logic, then he's technically a tzaddik, so he should be, if he's a new person.
He's not even a Baal Tshuva. No, but he's defined as, oh, so what's the Baal Tshuva? Good. That's the next stage of the Tachad Yisur. He says this is so long, and like I got lost at some point. But what's the Tshuva? Because what is Tshuva? Tshuva is not just refraining from doing bad. If that were the case, you'd be 100% correct. Because then he wouldn't be called a Baal Tshuva. What is a Baal Tshuva? Just refraining from not doing Averos is not Tshuva. That is preventative. That's important. That's Chashuv. But that's not where he's holding. What is? So the Pachad Yitzchak writes, he says, Aval b'shumof and lo yizaka yidei prisha zu b'slicha al-chato b'va'ar. It's not enough. Ki prisha zu yomnam pirsha shal yiras chet. That's only fear of sin. That's not yiras tshuva. Aval adayin eindu prisha shal tshuva. Exactly what your question was. Ki ein hafrisha nechsheves l'tshuva. Ela im kein mitztarefes lo l'prisha zu kabbalas halev l'hazim ha'avira zu gam l'hava. Unless you accept upon yourself not to do in the future, mitoch hischayvus. You have to accept upon yourself something new. Hischayvus. An obligation. Shachotu mekabal atzmo b'torus tikun chato. Yeah, as a correction for my sin, I am A, stopping the sin, but B, accepting myself a chiyuv as a tikun achet. As a redemption for the sin. Ki az nechshavus yaprisha l'maisa. Then it's called tshuva. It's not called tshuva until there's a ma'aseh. The rakazi pola slicha chet v'kabrasa kol zehu bara mechuvah. So now we can answer up the first question, which is your question. It should have said, the Pachad Yitzchak asks, it should say that in a place where somebody sins and doesn't sin anymore, gets reward, more reward. No, this is a balei tshuva. Why is this a balei tshuva? Because this person has gone through a process where A, he's disconnected from the past, but he's also accepted with his slavis something for the future. He's accepted upon himself something more than he did in the past. And when he's done that, then he becomes a Baal Tshuva. He becomes defined as a Baal Tshuva. That's critical to understand what's going on. And that's why we say, B'makam Shebaal Tshuva Omeid, Ein Sadik Sheachal Amud Bo. Because the Baal Tshuva, A, has this, it's very difficult for him not to sin because he feels the sin. He understands, he's tasted the sin. Any alcoholic will tell you how hard it is to stay away from alcohol because they've already been in that particular place. Right? But then he's still not a Baal Tshuva. He becomes a Baal Tshuva when he's made accept some futuristic Kabbalah, where he's going to go back and engage in a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu with more Hislavis, with more excitement, with more verb, whatever it's going to be. Then he's defined as a Baal Tshuva. So that's why the Rambam writes, B'makam Shebaal Tshuva Omeid. Because if he didn't do Tshuva, you're right, the Rambam shouldn't have mentioned Tshuva. The Rambam should have just said, in a place where there's a sin and two people have sinned, the guy who's been sinned in the past, he gets more reward. But that's not even true. You know why that's not true? Because then you go back to the problem of the self-inflicted wound. When is it not a self-inflicted wound? Only when you have the tshuva and you've disconnected from the past. You disconnected from the past, I'm not the same person I was. Very, very beautiful Pachad Yisuk. Rav Hartman, in his Nesiv HaTshuva, he writes a whole Arichas on this as well. But I was thinking, I think, I had a story in my life that I'll never forget. I had a boy in my shir, and we weren't getting along. And I couldn't figure out how to engage him and how to, you know, meet him on his level. And it was a Friday, and it was 12 o'clock, and I was crazy. I always taught to the bell, no matter what. I was a little bit meshugana. So, at 11, this guy, like, he didn't want to be in shir, and he had like a black t-shirt on underneath, and he had one of those shirts with buttons on that you kind of rip off as soon as the shir is, you know. And as soon as I finished, I didn't finish. 5 minutes to go in the shir, he ripped off his shirt, and he was packed up and getting ready to go. And I was still saying my dvar Torah, whatever I was doing at the time. And I was so frustrated that I just couldn't get him on any level. I ripped into him. I just ripped him, which I don't do. You know, that's not my style. You know, my big style is I say I'm yelling, and then the kids are quiet. That's my thing. You know, I got routines. Anyway, then at 12, I finished the Dvar Torah. At 12 o'clock, he did the same thing and left. And the whole weekend, I was so bothered by that I ripped him. Because I ripped him not because, hey, he did something wrong. I'm not denying he did anything wrong. But it wasn't just that he did something that I didn't have to rip him for. You know, there's other ways to deal with it. I just was so frustrated with myself, A, that I couldn't figure out a way to get a relationship with him and get into him. And B, that I ripped into him. Which I probably ripped into him because I got frustrated by him. So Monday morning, there was no shiur that Sunday. So Monday morning, I started shiur. I apologized to the kid. I said, I'm sorry. I said, I'm not sorry. He goes, you shouldn't have known what you did, but I should not have reacted the way I reacted. And I gave him a public apology in front of the whole shiur. We were best friends after that. The idea of any fight, fights happen. People disagree and people clash and they shouldn't happen. You're not supposed to sin in order to be better than a tzaddik. But makam shabali tshuva omdin ain tzaddikim yichalim bo. You're not supposed to engage in a fight to get to the point after the fight, which is the reconnection, so to speak. You're not supposed to do that. But if there is a fight, it's an opportunity. The Pachad Yitzchak is spelling out that if you have a fight with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, when you go off the derech for a little bit, you can go to places you couldn't get before. It's no longer, you shouldn't view it as a downfall, you should view it as an opportunity. You shouldn't create the opportunity, but if it happens, okay, now it's an opportunity. Now it's time to, and the opportunity of where a Baal Tshuva goes, he has the opportunity to accomplish so much because he's tasted it, and he can go to places well beyond where the regular person can. You see this all over the place. You know, you see people in the middle, they stay in the middle their whole lives. So people who are in one extreme go to the other extreme. So it's more than that. And when you have a fight with somebody else, it shouldn't happen. But when it does happen, there are two emphases. Number one, you got to get to a point with a slicha mechila where you got to avoid the fight. But avoidance of the fight is not enough. You have to go to a place where you're looking to make shalom, where you're going to make new kabbalas upon yourself, not to prevent fighting. That's yiras hachet, but yiras hachuva, where you go beyond and you try to understand where the other person is so that those conflicts don't arise. But you have to like do some soul searching, figure out what kabbalas you need to take upon yourself. That's true in every relationship, in particular in shalom bayis. But that's what needs to happen. Fighting is never something good. But God, Gottman says couples, I think they have certain fights that they always have. I remember the percentage. I should look that up before. But there's certain fights you're always going to have. But you have to learn how to deal with those different. Like, you know, you have some couples where somebody's a morning person, somebody's a night person, and they just never figure it out. Like, okay. Or like, she has a certain way of spending money, and he has a way of not spending money, or vice versa. Right? So you're going to have those baseline disagreements, but you have to learn how to deal with them. And when you get into a fight, it's not good. But the rebound, the relationship with a spouse mirrors the relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That the makam shabali tshuva om dinei tzadikim yicholam lambo. When you get into that, you can go to places you've never went before. It's an opportunity. You have to view. You should never set again. The bar should never be set in a place where you will sin. But if it does happen, there are things that go wrong. It's a great opportunity. It's an opportunity to go to places where you haven't gone before. The makam shabali tshuva om dinei tzadikim yicholam lambo.